This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. G7 leaders Friday opened their first in-person talks in nearly 2 years with an expected pledge to donate 1 billion COVID vaccine doses to poor countries in a show of democratic cooperation and unity. The group of leading economies, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and United States, say a joint approach is the world's best chance for recovering from the global health crisis and tackling climate change. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson led the Welcome to the Beachside Summit venue in southwest Britain. The leaders posed for a so-called family photo before opening their first session of the talks on building back better after the pandemic. Johnson told his fellow leaders in opening remarks the meeting presents a huge opportunity for global pandemic recovery as they sat socially distanced but without masks at a round table. The new Israeli government, set to end Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year tenure as prime minister, signed its final coalition agreements on Friday, including term limits. The coalition of parties from far right to left is expected to focus mostly on economic and social issues rather than risk exposing internal rifts by trying to address major diplomatic issues such as the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Netanyahu is Israel's longest-serving leader, but will be succeeded on Sunday by a coalition that includes for the first time a party from Israel's Arab minority. Under a power-sharing agreement, ultra-nationalist Naftali Bennett will serve as prime minister for 2 years. Bennett on Friday said the coalition, quote, brings to an end 2.5 years of political crisis, although it's unclear how long the group will hold together. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's defense minister